Hey everybody, welcome to Uncomplicated Truth Talk with your host, licensed Christian counselors, Dr. Kim and Naomi. Each episode, you will hear the truth of the Word of God in a relaxed, real, and authentic conversation that help you navigate the issues in life and help you stay in the lane God has for you. So grab your coffee and listen to Uncomplicated Truth Talk with Dr. Kim and Naomi.
All right, so here we are.
Yeah, we got some really, like, I know we say we have good resources, but this, would you say, is top of the line.
For
besides
sure.
Besides the Bible.
Right.
That's number one.
Bible.
So this could be number two.
Sure. Yeah.
This is really good, isn't it?
It is.
Is this your third time?
Third.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think my first was 2017.
Yeah.
2019, and now 2024.
Yeah. Remember when we went to that conference and that lady, I was waiting for you and I was standing by the elevators,
yes.
And I heard these two women talk about experiencing God.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, hey, are you guys doing experiencing God? Because that's when we were talking about it and everything. And the one lady said, yeah, I'm on my seventh or eighth time leading it. And she even said she's leading it to unbelievers.
Wow.
The whole group were unbelievers.
Yeah, because there is a section here, we'll kind of cover some highlights, about if you're not saved, take the moment and ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. So it could be. I wonder if that was in the previous ones. Maybe it was.
I don't
we
know.
We just didn't notice it.
I wonder. I can't remember it.
But it could be for unbelievers. It is a phenomenal, life-changing study.
This is what I always tell people. I always say it. I know you've said it to other people, too. This is a study you cannot take lightly. Because number one, if you are not prayed up, you will not finish it.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will take you out.
And distract you. We've
Yeah.
I've had to, we've had to pray like kind of pretty much constantly throughout the weeks that everyone in the group stay away, you know, not allow distractions get in the way.
Yeah.
That's the biggest tactic we've seen in our group is not focused, distractions, you know, it's just.
Yeah, because you have to be committed to it because there's, you know, stuff you have to do every day and you want to be in it in the moment. Like, you can't just fly through it.
You're not going to get as much.
No.
Because it really, you will experience God through this.
Oh, my goodness.
You will.
If you
do, like what you said, if you take it serious.
Yes.
You
and
will
you're
experience
committed. You're
him.
Committed.
Yes.
It just seems like the Lord just knows exactly what everybody needs in their situation at the time.
It's amazing.
Well, I don't know if you remember this or not, but the first time I led Experiencing God and on the videos back then, remember Henry Blackaby was saying that even the government, U.S. government, got a hold of Experiencing God. And they were requesting 50,000 copies to give to the U.S. soldiers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's powerful.
Yes.
That is very powerful, if you ask me.
Yeah. Talk about distractions. Do you know I still have trouble sometimes putting the video on?
Girl, we never have an issue.
Yep.
Just, never.
I always have to bring my laptop
that's
so that I
crazy.
Can log in. Yeah, just this last time. And I have men in my group, so it's not like, because I know I'm tech dumb.
Right.
Totally.
But Reed leaves it exactly on the spot where you just turn the TV on.
I have to put the CD in there.
Right.
But I've done that before. You just put the CD on there, you turn the TV on, and you hit play.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
I just think it's just sad of me.
Yeah.
I really do. Again, that's talking about distractions.
Yeah. Right.
But I am so glad they upgraded the videos. Do you remember them back in 2017? They seemed so old.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
But
these are different.
They are different.
More up to date.
But the thing that I miss out of the new videos are people's testimonies.
Right.
Because those testimonies are so powerful.
Yes. Maybe we should write the Blackabees.
Right.
But yes, we're talking about Experiencing God by Henry, Richard, and Mike Blackabee.
And here's just a...
And Claude V. King.
Here's just a side note. On one of the Saturdays that we met, you know, our group met, because you're every week and we're every other week.
Right.
Okay. Well, the Saturday that we met to do Experiencing God, that day Henry Blackabee passed away.
Oh, yeah.
That morning.
Oh.
So it was just because we were in the middle, and then several of us got a notification, uh-huh. and we're like, wow, this is something.
Wow.
Because how many other groups all around the world were doing,
yeah.
Experiencing God at the time that he passed away and went to see Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus standing there going, Henry.
I wonder if he got to give him a little glance,
right.
at all the little Experiencing God groups that were doing his study.
Or to say, Henry, look at all the people who have done this study.
Right.
Look at all the people doing it right now. Well done.
Yes.
Good and faithful servant.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can only imagine.
Because there's not a lot of, and we've done a lot of studies over the years, there's not any other study that I could say is so Holy Spirit filled and
it's
driven.
It's anointed.
It's completely anointed.
Yeah. It's very anointed. I mean,
yeah.
If there's one study outside of doing expository, mm-hmm. Bible, it's that one,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
it's life changing. That's the only way to explain,
yeah.
it is life changing.
Yeah.
Your life will change.
For sure.
From it. So let's maybe just, if we have time to highlight what each, it's 13 weeks, but the first week is like a prep week.
Yeah, like an intro.
An intro, because through this study, you're going to have a journal that they're going to encourage you to, and I really encourage you to do that, have a journal where you're writing down your testimonies, your daily and your weekly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prayer requests for the group,
mm-hmm.
spiritual markers, which I like. Spiritual markers are basically those highlighted
moments in your life
that really made your spiritual walk grow. Like these,
mm-hmm.
like something happened where you really matured spiritually.
It doesn't have to be all good either.
Yeah.
Spiritual, yeah. markers can be like, you know, hard things that you had.
Maybe
to,
a conviction.
Yeah.
Convicted you of something you didn't see, or that,
right.
you finally were going to tackle.
Right.
Things that maybe even puzzle pieces, like something,
oh, yeah.
that happened in the past, and you're like, whoa, that's why that.
He had a revelation about
why,
it.
Yes. So, I mean, so the journal is very important. So that's why the first week is a preparation to show you, like, this is how you want to put your journal together.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
is how you want to use it.
Yeah.
This is what's going to transpire every week.
Uh-huh.
To pray up again and pray together. But I like that they like the groups to be small.
Yeah.
You know, 10
sure.
or less, ideally. A big church can do it, but then you break off into those small groups.
Right.
Every church should do this.
How many is in your group?
12. With me, it's 13.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's so yeah, and it has short videos throughout it. So, the 12 units. So it's 12 weeks, and there's 5 days of homework.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Powerful
homework.
There's
scripture reading. You really want to dissect the scripture with it.
Memorizing the scripture for the week.
Memorizing scripture. Yep. Taking away, completing your journal and taking away like the most meaningful moment or scripture for that,
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
So unit one is on God's will in your life.
Now I do have to say, and even my group said this, that like chapter 1 and 2, maybe 3, you get into it, okay, with those three chapters. And it seems like after the third chapter, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like even the men in my group were just like, oh my goodness, this is something.
That's amazing.
I know.
Now, have you encouraged your group to do the pay it forward? Like if anybody's felt on their heart to lead it, that they should lead a group on their own after they're done.
I did that at the very beginning. Yeah. I haven't reminded them, yeah. But yeah.
Good. Because that, to me, that is, that's what needs to happen.
Well, and also I think if, you know, you've only done the study once or this is your first time doing it, mm-hmm. you really need to do it again.
So you might as well lead a group.
You might as well lead a group, because, and it's not yeah. hard.
No, and it's so life-changing that you want other people to do it. Like, you're like, man, so, you know, I know that people in my group are already thinking, like, forming a group in their mind to, like, so-and-so needs this and so-and-so, and yeah, what about him? What about her? You know, so before you know it, you're formulating a group of 10 people.
What about, like, just getting your family involved in it and Absolutely. Maybe, you know, you and your grown kids do it. Mm-hmm.
Do you know there is a teens edition?
Is there?
Yes.
Okay. Look at that.
I just
wow. I'd like
that.
To see. I like to hear testimonies coming out of that.
Right. That's where the revival is with the teens.
Right.
There
wow,
is a
that
teens
could be
edition.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's I think it's 8 weeks. I want to say instead of.
A 13.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And it looks just as, you know, not as intense, but definitely like has the daily stuff and
yeah.
the questions. And so, yeah, that's awesome.
Right.
But yeah, it goes over God's will in your life. And mm-hmm. It just explains it in a more, like, I think we overcomplicate stuff.
Sure.
You know, and
yeah.
this really throughout each week, the whole theme of it is intimate relationship with Christ.
Yep.
Intimate
yep.
relationship with Christ. That's where the foundation is every single week.
Yeah.
Is that God is pursuing a love relationship with you. Mm. It's very real and
yep.
it's very personal.
Yeah.
And each week that is what the theme is. And I just love that.
Do you have anybody in your group that, like, that was like an aha moment? Like, a love relationship with the Lord?
I would say yes, in a sense that they were like, that's what I'm lacking. Like, that's
oh,
what I'm
yeah.
running from. That's what I'm not putting first as a priority, because
mm-hmm.
they're jumping to, I want to know what my purpose and plan is. I want to serve you and work for you, Lord.
Oh, but.
But they got to go back and work on the relationship.
Get a little deeper with
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's week one.
Mm-hmm.
Week two is, let's see, looking to God. So this goes into having God-centered living, doing God's plans versus our plans. So
yeah,
like how to
good.
Fully surrender that. Like that's
yes.
hard for all of us. But how to really fully surrender to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that God takes the initiative. We don't have to go out there and try to make plans for God. He makes the plans and invites us to join him.
Right.
It takes
and that's
all the pressure
the key.
Off.
That's the key about joining him, not having God join you.
Right.
It won't work that way. You have to.
We do that all.
I know we do.
We mess it up.
We do.
But just think how freeing that is. Like, we don't have to try to figure out, okay, Lord, am I supposed to do this or that? It helps you to have spiritual eyes to see where he's
yeah.
at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing about this
discernment
this study. How God speaks to you. Some people are even confused about, I can't recognize if God is even talking to me.
Yeah, is it my own thought or is it God's thought that he puts in my mind?
Right. And another big thing was that God speaks with a purpose. So when
Absolutely.
When God speaks to you, that means he's ready for you to do something.
And that's the time that you need to
action.
Take action. Don't sit on it.
Because delayed obedience is disobedience.
Right.
Delayed obedience is disobedience.
Because don't you think like a lot of us want to say, well, let me pray about that. And then 6 months later, well, I haven't heard anything. I'm praying about it. And it's like, well.
You probably missed, you missed what God
it.
Said.
You missed it.
Yeah.
You were supposed to like act right then and there, because that was like the crossroads of God saying, okay, now go.
Yes.
Do.
And that's what obedience is.
Yeah.
And we've learned that you'll get that affirmation as you walk in obedience.
You know, I had this thought, and I'm just calling us out right now, and I'm putting us both underneath the bus here.
I got big eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Because remember, we never finished it, Naomi.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the salvation card. We never finished it because we have wrestled with that thing.
For years.
But why?
Do you have the answer?
Well, I'm just wondering if God didn't give us the answer and we weren't listening and we missed the action because we kept going around the tree, going around the bush on those things. And I just wonder, like, did we miss it? Should we have like taken the action, just been bold, and just
are we really having this conversation right now?
We are.
Okay, we're doing it.
We are.
I think. Well, speaking for myself, mm-hmm. I feel like I was taking super caution because it's around the theme of salvation.
Well, of course, and
you
could. So
that is something you don't want to get wrong or mislead people.
Sure.
But then I can also see where we.
Overthunk it?
No, here's the word. We overcomplicated it.
We did.
Whole podcast thing is about uncomplicated truth talk.
And We did.
We complicated the truth talk.
We sure did.
Forgive us, Lord.
Yeah.
For we have sinned. Okay.
We need forgiveness anyway.
Yes, but it's...
It's that crossroad. It's the crossroad of when you know you heard God tell you to do something, you have to put action to it.
Because
get out of our heads.
No, yeah. But we saw a need. We saw a missing thing, and we were going to fill it, and then we didn't fill it.
Yeah.
Because that's how God works, too, is when there's a need.
Yeah.
Is where he's working, and
right.
he's going to join you to fill that need. Yeah, okay. Okay. Unit 3.
Totally. We took that bus, and we are just... That bus is riding over us, back and forth.
Lord, still use us right now to finish this because we're feeling bad. Okay, Unit 3. It's about God pursues a love relationship. See, God still loves us.
Of course he does. Of course he does. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths.
Yes.
For sure.
So this kind of covers just knowing that we were created.
Mm.
For a relationship with the Lord. That's why he created Adam.
A love relationship.
This fellowship, a love relationship. Yeah. So this shows you how to have a love relationship with God, walking with God, how much he really does pursue you, and to be able to recognize when he's pursuing you. I think that happens a lot where something will happen and people don't connect the dots. Like, that was God.
Yeah.
That was God speaking to me. That was God touching me, comforting me, encouraging me.
They think it was...
The material thing.
Right.
You know?
No, but God's always working.
But God is in control. Mm-hmm. And he may have sent that person to give you a good word. Or he may have put that song on the radio. Or he may have had you open that scripture randomly. Because that's him.
Yeah. Okay, go week by week.
So
we could get through all of the weeks.
Unit 4 is love and God's invitation.
That's so good.
Unit 5, which is week 5, is God Speaks. And I believe
that was a two-parter.
Yeah, I believe that is definitely a two-parter. So week 5.
And how God speaks.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a, that's a powerful one. That's the one where I think we're on part 2 right now.
Yes, and that's chapter 5 and 6. I'm sorry, unit 5 and 6, and on God Speaks.
Yeah.
Unit 7 is the crisis of belief.
Ooh, that's a big one. That is a big one.
Where sometimes when God asks us to do something, it can be costly.
Yeah, it can cost you.
Yes.
It could cost a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes, and you have to make a decision of stepping out in faith or not. So that's the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Week 8 is adjusting your life to God.
Yeah.
Making those adjustments so that you can obey. And some of those adjustments are those little steps.
Right.
You know, taking the little steps forward.
Sure. Absolutely. Not making God adjust to you.
Right.
Ooh. That's a biggie.
Yes. Unit 9 is experiencing God through obedience. That's how you experience God, is God wants us to be obedient, which is living a righteous life. That's really the whole will of God, is for us to live a righteous, obedient life, and then everything else will come to us.
Yeah. Dr. Charles Stanley would always say, now I can't think of the quote, but it's something about being in obedience and leaving the consequences to God. So obey God and leave the consequences to Him.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what we have to do.
Yes. Unit 10 is God's will in the church. So it talks about experiencing God in the actual church body. And unit 11 is kingdom people. And 12, experiencing God in your daily life.
Ooh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
What, it's so good. What unit are you on this week?
We are going into 10.
Okay.
So I only have 2 weeks left. It's kind of sad.
I go all the way to June, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, because we're every other week. But
it's kind of nice because you can soak in it for 2 weeks.
You know what? Everybody is loving the 2 weeks.
That is probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it stretches it out.
Yeah.
But I think people are getting
a lot out
of it that way.
You wouldn't get bored with it because it's a lot of material.
Yeah. Hey, if you haven't done Experiencing God,
look into it.
Yep, it's a good one.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Dr. Kim and Naomi on Uncomplicated Truth Talk. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. For any comments or questions, please feel free to contact them at askthecounselors@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Uncomplicated Truth Talk.